नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य कृदन्तवर्गे षष्ठः पाठः एप्रिल् मासस्य ऊनत्रिंशः दिनाङ्कः. अद्य वयम् अनियर् प्रत्ययान्तानां योगे कर्तृपदस्य प्रयोगः कथम् इति पठामः. विविधासु विभक्तिषु कथं प्रयोगः कर्तव्यः इति जानीमः. सूक्ष्माः अर्थभेदाः सन्ति अनियर् प्रत्ययान्तस्य, तद्विषये पश्यामः. अन्यांश कांश्चन विशेषान् अंशानपि पठामः. आदौ मङ्गलम्. योऽन्तः प्रविश्य ममवाचमिमां प्रसुप्तां सञ्जीवयत्यखिलशक्तिधरस्वधाम्ना अन्यांशहस्तचरणश्रवणत्वगालीन् प्राणान्नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यम्. गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे, गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे. न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो. किञ्चिदिव पुनरावर्तनं कुर्मः. एतावता अस्माभिः कृदन्तेषु प्रत्ययद्वयम् अधीतमस्ति. प्रथमः प्रत्ययः आसीत् ल्युट् प्रत्ययः. द्वितीयः अधुना अधीयमानः अस्ति अनियर् प्रत्ययः. द्वौ अपि कृत् प्रत्ययौ. तयोः केचन साम्यांशाः सन्ति, केचन विशेषाः अपि सन्ति. अतः किञ्चित् तुलनात्मकतया कम्पेरिटिव्लि किं भवति इति पश्यामः. ल्युट् प्रत्ययः भावार्थकः, अर्थात् क्रियां बोधयति. अनियर् प्रत्ययेन क्रियायाः विषये किञ्चित् अधिकं विध्यादिकं बोध्यते. मुख्यतया विध्यर्थकः अनियर् प्रत्ययः. यथा ल्युट् प्रत्ययस्य रूपाणि पठनं, लेखनं, स्वपठनं रैटिङ्ग् लेखनं, क्षम्यतां, पठनं रीडिङ्ग् लेखनं रैटिङ्ग् इत्येवं क्रियां बोधयति प्रत्ययः. अनियर् प्रत्ययेन तु विधिः, पठनीयम् इत्यस्य मस्ट् बि रेड् और् शुड् बि रेड्, एवं लेखनीयम् इत्यस्य शुड् बि रिटन् इत्येवम् अर्थः भवति. ल्युट् प्रत्ययस्य रूपम् अन इति भवति. रूपे अन इति अन्ते भवति चेत् ल्युट् इति अभिज्ञातुं शक्यते. अनियर् प्रत्यये तु अनीय इति श्रूयते. सो वि शुड् रिमेम्बर् दट् दिस् इस् द रीज़न् फार् द सिमिलारिटि. आल्वेस् द फार्म्स् आफ् अ धातु will depend on the beginning and the end, okay, the letter which is at the beginning and the end. So both these pratyayas have akara at the beginning and akara at the end, therefore their forms are similar. Tena karaneinaiva rupe samyam bhavati. Yadi prathamam prathamaha varnaha samanaha tarhi prayena yojane rupam api samanam bhavati. So the other thing will make which will make a difference is something called the it, which we will see in other classes. So lyut pratyayasya rupeshu ana iti shruyate, aniyar pratyayasya rupeshu aniya iti shruyate. Ubhayatrapi nakarasya natvasya sambhavaha asti, arthat yadi dhatau rephaha shakaraha rakarova asti tarhi नकारस्य स्थाने णकारादेशः भवितुम् अर्हति. यदि मध्ये विद्यमानानि व्यञ्जनानि कवर्ग पवर्ग हयव इत्येतेषु अन्तर्भवन्ति तर्हि णत्वं भवति. मध्ये अन्यानि व्यञ्जनानि सन्ति चेत् णत्वं न भवति. णत्वस्य विषये बहु दृष्टम् अभ्यासः अपि अस्माभिः कृतः. अन्यः अंशः धातोः गुणः, अर्थात् रूपसिद्धिः. यदि धातोः अन्ते इकारः ईकारो वा अस्ति तर्हि अय इति श्रूयते. क्रयणं क्रयणीयं, नयनं नयनीयम् इत्यादि. एवं उकारः उकारो वा अस्ति चेत् अवन इति श्रूयते. भू भवनं भवनीयं, श्रु श्रवणं श्रवणीयम् इत्यादि. ऋकारः अस्ति चेत् अर् इति श्रूयते. कृ करणं करणीयं, तृ तरणं तरणीयम् इत्यादि. उपान्त्यः वर्णः, सो द लास्ट् बट् वन् द पेनल्टिमेट् लेटर् इन् द धातु, यदि इकारः तर्हि तस्य स्थाने एकारः भवति. यथा लिख लेखनं लेखनीयम्. एवम् उकारः अस्ति चेत् ओकारः भवति. मुद् मोदनं मोदनीयम् इति. ऋकारः अस्ति चेत् अर् इति भवति. वृध् वर्धनं वर्धनीयम्. सो एतानि सर्वाणि कार्याणि गुणः इत्यनेनैव गृह्यन्ते. सो द वर्ड् गुण इन् पाणिनियन् सिस्टम् इट् क्याप्चर्स् आल् दिस्. सो द इकार, वाट् हेपन्स् टु द इकारान्त उकारान्त ऋकारान्त and also with e u r being in the penultimate position. So everything is captured by guna. Okay, so that is why I put that katham roopa siddhihi iti drishtam tena saha yadi ejantah ekarantah aikarantah okarantah aukaranto va dhatuh tarhi ana iti shruyate. Yatha dhyai dhyanam dhyaniyam, गै गानं गानीयम् इत्येवम् एते अंशाः रूपसिद्धौ ज्ञातव्याः. अन्येषां धातूनां विषये तु साक्षात् प्रत्ययस्य योजनं. पूज पूजनं पूजनीयम्, क्रीड क्रीडनं क्रीडनीयम् इत्यादि. सर्वेपि कृदन्तशब्दाः प्रातिपदिकं भवन्ति. Okay, so we have already seen that. So kridanta cannot be used independently, right? So you have dhatoh krit pratyayasya yojanena kridantam bhavati. Kridantam pratipadikam bhavati. Tasmat supratyayanam yojanena subantam bhavati. Asmabhihi subantam eva prayujyate. Kevalasya kridantasya prayogah kartum na shakyate. अतः सुबन्त रूपाणि अस्माभिः ज्ञातव्यानि. तत्र उभयत्र ल्युट् प्रत्यये अनियर् प्रत्यये च ह्रस्व अकारान्तं प्रातिपदिकं भवति. पठन लेखन इत्यादि. एवं पठनीय लेखनीय इत्येवम् उभयथापि ह्रस्व अकारान्तं प्रातिपदिकं भवति. ल्युट् प्रत्ययः नपुंसकलिङ्गे एव प्रयुज्यते. भावार्थे ल्युट् प्रत्ययः, यः ल्युडन्तः क्रियां बोधयति सः नपुंसकलिङ्गे एव भवति. पठनं लेखनम् इत्यादि. अनियर् प्रत्ययस्य तु लिङ्गत्रये अपि प्रयोगः अस्ति. पुल्लिङ्गे पठनीयः, स्त्रीलिङ्गे पठनीया, नपुंसकलिङ्गे पठनीयम् इत्येवं लिङ्गत्रये अपि प्रयोगः भवति. ल्युट् प्रत्ययस्य योगे कर्मपदं षष्ठीविभक्तौ भवति. यथा पाठं पठति इत्यस्ति, पाठस्य पठनं, कथायाः लेखनम् इत्येवं कर्मपदं षष्ठीविभक्तौ भवति. अनियर् प्रत्ययस्य विषये, यदा अनियर् प्रत्ययान्तः प्रथमाविभक्तौ अस्ति तदा कर्मपदं प्रथमाविभक्तौ. एस् वि सी द विभक्ति विल् चेञ्ज् बट् आन् ए नार्मल् केस् प्रथमाविभक्तौ प्रयोगः क्रियते. पाठः पठनीयः, कथा लेखनीया इत्येवं कर्मपदम् अनुसृत्य अनियर् प्रत्ययः भवति इति दृष्टवन्तः. लिङ्गम् अपि कर्मपदम् अनुसरति. एवं वचनं पाठः पठनीयः, पाठाः पठनीयाः इत्येवं भवति. यदि कर्मपदं नास्ति अर्थात् अकर्मकाः धातवः, यथा हसति हसनीयं, स्नाति स्नानीयम्, ಅಥವಾ ಸಕರ್ಮಕ ಧಾತೂನಾಂ ವಿಷಯೇ ಎವ ಕರ್ಮಪದಂ ನೋಚ್ಯತೆ ಕೇವಲಂ ಪಠತಿ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ ತರ್ಹಿ ಪಠನೀಯಂ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗೇ ಪ್ರಯೋಗಃ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಡಿಫಾಲ್ಟ್ ಲಿಂಗ ಇಸ್ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗ. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಕರ್ಮ ಆರ್ ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಆಸ್ ಇನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅನ್ ಅಕರ್ಮಕ ಧಾತು ಆರ್ ಇಫ್ ದ ಕರ್ಮ ಪದ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫೈಡ್ ವಿ ಯೂಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗ. ಇಫ್ ದ ಕರ್ಮ ಪದ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಫಾಲೋ ದ ಕರ್ಮ ಪದ. ಏತೆ ಅಂಶಾಃ ಅಸ್ಮಾಭಿಃ ಅಧೀತಾಃ. ಪ್ರಶ್ನಾಃ ಸಂತಿ ಚೇತ್ ಪೃಚ್ಛಂತು. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ಸ್ ಈದರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸಸೈಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್. ಇನ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ಸೋ ಫಾರ್. ಸೊ ಯದಿ ಅನ್ಯೇ ಪ್ರಶ್ನಾಃ ಸಂತಿ ತರ್ಹಿ ವರ್ಗಸ್ಯ ಅಂತೆ ಪಶ್ಯಾಮಃ. So related to this, if you have questions, you are free to ask. Shridhar Mahodaya.
Namaste, Manya.
Karma
pada vishaye, karma yada karma padam nasti, pataniyam iti bhavati. Parantu, yadi aham chintayame, yadi aham vaktum icchame, रामायणं पठनीयम् इति
तत्र तु
मनसि एवम् अस्ति रामायणं पठनीयं. परन्तु यदि अहं वदामि पठनीयं तत् साधु वा?
हा, रामायणविषये तु चिन्ता न भवति, तदपि न पुंसकम्. अन्यत् पाठः इति तत्र विवक्षा इति भवति. विवक्षा नाम वक्तुम् इच्छा. किं वक्तुम् इच्छति? ಯದಿ ಕರ್ಮಪದಸ್ಯ ವಿಷಯೇ ಇಚ್ಛಾ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ವೆದರ್ ಯು ಮೀನ್ ವೆದರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಪ್ಲೈಡ್ ಆರ್ ದಿಸ್, ತದಾ ತು ತಲ್ಲಿಂಗಮೇವ. ಯಥಾ ಪಾಠಃ, ಉದಾಹರಣಂ ವದಾಮಿ. ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಪೃಚ್ಛತಿ ಅದ್ಯ ಪಾಠಃ ಪಠನೀಯಃ ವಾ ಇತಿ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಪೃಚ್ಛತಿ, ತೇನ ಕರ್ಮಪದಂ ಪ್ರಯುಕ್ತಂ. ಮಯಾ ಉತ್ತರಂ ದೀಯತೆ, ತತ್ರ ಅಹಂ ಕರ್ಮಪದಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಯೋಗಂ ನ ಕರೋಮಿ, ಕೇವಲಂ ಪಠನೀಯ ಇತಿ ವದಾಮಿ. ಕಿಂತು ತದಾಪಿ ಮಯಾ ಪಠನೀಯಃ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ವಕ್ತವ್ಯಂ. ಅರ್ಥಾತ್ ಅಹಂ ಕರ್ಮಪದಂ ನ ವದಾಮಿ, ಕಿಂತು ಪ್ರಸಂಗವಶಾತ್ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ. ತದಾಪಿ ತದಾ ತಸ್ಯ ಲಿಂಗಂ ಉಪಯೋಕ್ತವ್ಯಂ. ಯದಿ ಕರ್ಮಪದಂ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ ತರ್ಹಿ ತಸ್ಯ ಲಿಂಗಂ ವಾ ವಚನಂ ವಾ ಉಪಯುಜ್ಯತೆ. ಪ್ರಸಂಗವಶಾತ್ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ ಅಥವಾ ಮನಸ್ಸಿ ಅಸ್ತಿ ತದಾ ತು ಉಪಯುಜ್ಯತೆ. ಯದಿ ನ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ ತರ್ಹಿ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗಂ ಇತ್ಯೇವ. So it based on the context. I hope the others understood the question. His question was, there is some karma pada which I intend, which I know, and probably, I mean, I assume the hearer will also know. Then should we use napumsaka linga or should you use that particular linga? So as I said, in a conversation, say somebody asks, pathaha pathaniyaha va, maya kim uttaraniyam pathaniyam iti vaktavyam va pathaniyaha iti va. So since the karma pada paatha is supplied by the context, even though it is not directly in my sentence, I would use pathaniyaha. Anya prashnaha santi va?
So vivaksha anusrutya vadaniya.
Amam. Vivaksha anusrutya vadaniya. Satya.
Dhanyavaad.
ಸುಂದರರಾಮನ್ ಮಹೋದಯ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಆನ್ ಮ್ಯೂಟ್. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅನ್ಮ್ಯೂಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್.
ಶ್ರೂಯತೆ ವಾ?
ಹಾ, ಶ್ರೂಯತೆ.
ಹಲೋ.
ಹಾ,
ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು, ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು. ನೋ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ನೌ.
ಅತ್ರ ಏಕ ಪ್ರಶ್ನ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಲಿಖಿತ. So can you please repeat the case where karma padam is not mentioned? So this last class, if we just, the intention is only on the kriya. Yatha saha vegena pathati. Kim pathati iti nochyate. Kevalam, he reads quickly. Kim pathati iti karma padasya vivaksha nasti. Okay, so there is no intention to specify that he reads something. The intention is on the kriya. Saha vegena pathati. ತದಾ ತು ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗೇ ಏಕವಚನೆ ಏವ ಪ್ರಯೋಗ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ. वेगेन पठनीयम् इत्येव. तत्र लिङ्गभेदः नास्ति. यद्यपि पठधातुः सकर्मकः, यदि कर्मपदं नोच्यते तर्हि नपुंसकलिङ्गे प्रयोगः. यस्, तदा तु सः भावे प्रयोगः इव भवति. भावः नाम क्रियाबोधकः प्रयोगः. सो देर् आर् टु कैण्ड्स् आफ् पासिव् वाय्सस् इन् संस्कृत. वन् इस् काल्ड् कर्मणि अण्ड् अदर् इस् काल्ड् भावे. सो इन् कर्मणि प्रयोग द फोकस् इस् आन् द कर्म, द आब्जेक्ट्. वेर् एस् इन् भावे प्रयोग द फोकस् इस् आन् द भाव, दट् इस् द आक्षन्. ओके, सो आल् क्रियापदस् केन् बि यूस्ड् इन् भावे, दट् इस् वेदर् इट् इस् अकर्मक आर् अकर्मक. एव्रिथिङ्ग् केन् बि यूस्ड् इन् भावे, दट् इस् द फोकस् बीङ्ग् ओन्ली आन् द क्रिया विथौट् रिक्वैरिङ्ग् द कर्म. For sakarmaka dhatus, we can also have the karma. Sridhar Mahodaya, anyaha prashna hasti va?
Saiva prashna, in follow-up. Eka udharnam dhatum shakya deva.
Kim?
Jiravayan. विना कर्मपदे विना कर्मपदेन नपुंसकलिङ्गे पठनीयं वा खादनीयम् एव
तदेव इदानीं सः वेगेन पठति इत्यस्य अथवा वेगेन पठनीयं. यु शुड् रीड् फास्ट्. किम् इति नास्ति. सो वेगेन पठनीयं. सो रीडिङ्ग् शुड् बि फास्ट्. तत्र वेगशब्दः पठने क्रियायामेव अन्वयः. सो वि यूस् नपुंसक. If you want to specify, vegena pathaha pataniyaha, vegena katha pataniya, vegena ramayanam pataniyam. So, tada bhedaha bhavati, yadi nasti karma padam, tarhi vegena pataniyam. Ittyeva.
Dhanyavada.
So there is a question, one more. So probably going into the basics of the Kridanta itself. So why use Kridanta instead of Kriyapada or Tinganta forms of a verb? See, it depends on the case. There are some meanings which cannot be conveyed by a Kriyapada, which are conveyed by Kridantas sometimes. Okay. So which is possible in some cases where Krit Pratyayas are given in very specific, special meanings. The other case is also, say for example, say Kritva, he does something and does something else. So there are two actions. So you have to express the Purva Parya, what you say, that one thing happens first and the other thing happens next. Okay. So there is Pathati and then Gachati. So you can say Pathati, Tadanantaram, Gachati, some different word will be required. But you can also say Pathitva, Gachati. So it will convey much more information that it is the same person who is doing it, and one kriya happens first, the other kriya happens next, and so on. So there is a lot of extra information which is added to the kriya by the krit pratyaya. That is one reason. So there are some cases where it is simply easier to use a kridanta than a tinganta. Say for example, we saw in lute, so we have irregular tingantas like say bhunkte or marshti or runadhi. So all those are irregular verb forms which might be difficult. So for all these, using a ludanta, say marjanam karoti, rodhanam karoti, or what was the first one I said. Okay, everywhere using ludanta is much easier in case of this one. So that is one reason, and it is just a different way of expression. Okay, using tingantas and using kridantas is different. So the nature of the kriya itself changes if you look at it. So as we saw, the different vibhaktis for the kriya, say for example, the pathana, the kriya, say pathanena, or say kirtanena punyam labhyate. So you want to say that by reciting the names of Lord, you get punya. Say nama sankirtanena punyam labhyate. So you cannot do it with a kridanta, I mean with a tinganta, because a kriya cannot relate to another kriya. You cannot use one kriya as the karana for another kriya. That is, you have the different karakas, right? The different vibhaktyarthas. So they can be used only when you use a kridanta. You use it in the form of a kridanta. There is a basic difference. I will not go into detail here. But there is a very fundamental difference in how action is represented by a tinganta and by a kridanta. So when it is represented by a kridanta, you can relate it to other kriyas in multiple ways. Say for example, pathanaya gachami or pathane asaktihi asti. So there are different vibhaktis you are adding to that kriya, which is not possible when you use it as a plain tinganta. A plain tinganta kriya will not relate to other kriyas in this way. Okay. So there are many, many reasons why we have kridantas. They give a very different aspect to kriya than the plain, not the plain, I mean, of course, tinganta itself, tinganta is the major part in a sentence according to Vyakarana. So tinganta is main, but to relate to it in different ways, we need kridantas. Okay. So adhyatanam patam prati pravishamaha. I assume there are no other questions. So if there are, we will take that later, maybe. So, so adya abhyasenaiva arambham kurmaha. Idanim lyut pratyaha drishtaha, aniyar pratyaha drishtaha. Tatra ekam udaharanam pradarshayami. Grantham pathati ityasti. So aniyar vidhyarthakatvena parivartanam karaniyam. So we can directly use aniyar. Granthaha pathaniyaha. Atra asminneva arthe yudantasya prayogaha api kartum shakyate. Granthasya pathanam karaniyam. Okay. So grantham pathati, granthaha pathaniyaha. So directly aniyar on pat or granthasya pathanam karaniyam. So ubhayathapi arthaha samanaha. Evam parivartanam karaniyam. So those who want to volunteer, please raise your hands. Geeta Ramachandra.
Patrani lekhaniyah.
Patrani
lekhaniyah.
How? You have to relate the karma. The aniyar should follow the karma pada. Patram lekhaniyah. Patrani.
Patrani lekhaniyam.
Patrani bahuvachanam.
Oh, patrani lekhaniyam. Lekhani. See, I missed the class last week, so I'll try to.
No problem. Lekhaniyani.
So oh, yeah. Lekhaniyani.
Patrani okay. Lekhaniyani.
Lekhaniyani. Patrani lekhaniyani. Then, so this is Shasti, so Patrasya Lekhaniyam Karaniyam.
Lyut. There is no aniyar there. So.
Oh, Patrasya Lekhanam Karaniyam.
Lekhanam Karaniyam. So, Bahuvachana. Patrasya.
Patranam
samyak. Patranam lekhanam karaniyam.
So,
patrani lekhaniyani, patranam lekhanam karaniyam. Samyak. Kumar Shankar Mahodaya.
Nadi Tarati. So Nadi Taraniya.
Samyak. Nadi Taraniya.
Nadyaha Taranam Karaniyam.
Samyak. Nadyaha Taranam Karaniyam. So the river must be crossed. So you can put it in both ways. Nadi Taraniya, Nadyaha Taranam Karaniyam. Harmandar Singh Mahode.
Prajan Pashyati. Gajah Darshaniyah. Gajah Darshaniyah. Gajanam Darshanam Karaniyam.
Right. Gajanam Darshanam Karaniyam. Samyak. Gajah Darshaniyah. Gajanam Darshanam Karaniyam. Sudha,
Lekanihi. Lekanihi. Kretavyaha.
Prathama. The Aniyar.
Oh, sorry. Krayaniyaha.
Saha Krayaniyaha.
Lekanihi.
Prathama vibhaktau.
Lekanyaha krayaniyaha.
Samyak. Lekanyaha krayaniyaha.
Lekaninam. Krayanam karaniyam.
Samyak. Lekaninam krayanam karaniyam. So lekanyaha krayaniyaha. Lekaninam krayanam karaniyam. Rajalakshmi Mahodaya.
Pitarau Vandate. Pitarau Vandaniyau.
Pitarau Vandaniyau.
Pituhu Vandanam Karaniyam.
Dvivachanam. Pitarau.
Pitroh
vandanam karaniyam. So esham shaha prayah janiyaho. So pitarau is parents, mata cha pita cha. So it is not two fathers. Pitarau iti tarapi bhavitum arhati, kintu samanyatah pitarau iti padam mata pita ubhau ityarthe prayujyate. Mata cha pita cha pitarau. Ataha parent ityarthaha. Parents must be saluted. Pitarau vandaniyau. Pitroh vandanam karaniyam. Mahadevan.
Shishya parikshate. Shishyaha. Parikshaniyaha.
Samyak. Shishyaha parikshaniyaha.
Shishyanam. Parikshanam. Karaniyam.
Samyak. Shishyanam parikshanam karaniyam. So students must be tested or examined. Ityartha. Radha.
Namaste. Shruyate.
Shruyate. Adat.
Bandhuna. Bandhava. Ahaniya.
Ah.
बन्धूनाम् आह्वानं करणीयम्.
सम्यक्. बन्धूनाम् आह्वानं करणीयम्. बन्धवः आह्वानीयाः. बन्धूनाम् आह्वानं करणीयम्. सो रिलेटिव्स् मस्ट् बी इन्वैटेड्. Paul, do you want to take it? Last.
Sure. Okay. Harim Smarati.
Mm.
So the Harihi.
Mm.
Smaraniya. Smarani. Smaraniya.
Harihi Smaraniya. Mm.
And. हरेः स्मरणं करणीयम्.
सम्यक्. हरेः स्मरणं करणीयम्. सो हरि मस्ट् बी रिमेम्बर्ड्. सो एवम् अनियर् प्रत्ययस्य प्रयोगः, तथैव तत्रैव ल्युट् प्रत्ययस्य प्रयोगः अपि कर्तुं शक्यते. सो इदानीम् अनियर् प्रत्ययान्तेन योगे कर्तृपदस्य प्रयोगः कथं भवति इति पश्यामः. गृहे गतवर्गे कर्मपदस्य प्रयोगः कथम् इति दृष्टवन्तः. कर्मपदं प्रथमाविभक्तौ भवति. कर्मपदम् अनुसृत्य अस्य प्रत्ययस्य प्रयोगः भवति इति दृष्टम्. इदानीं कर्तृपदस्य प्रयोगः कथं भवति इति पश्यामः. माननीयो मम त्वं हि पालनीया तथा स्मिते इति एकः प्रयोगः. You are to be respected by me and I am to be taken care of by you. Mama tvam mananiyaha. Tvam mananiyaha. You are to be respected. By whom? By me. Mama. Te palaniya asmi. Te iti shashti vibhaktihi. Tava te. So the word has two forms. So tava ityarthe te ityasya prayogaha. Palaniya asmi te. So aham palaniya asmi. I should be taken care of or protected by you. Atra ubhayatra drishyate kartrapadasya shashti vibhakti mama tava iti. Anyam prayogam pashyamaha. Tato vadham narhati dharma putraha. त्वया प्रतिज्ञार्जुन पालनीया. सो ते पालनीया, त्वया पालनीया. त्वया हे अर्जुन, त्वया प्रतिज्ञा पालनीया. सो युवर् प्रतिज्ञा शुड् बी फालोड् और् शुड् बी फुल्फिल्ड् बै यु. सो अत्र तृतीया विभक्तेः प्रयोगः दृश्यते. Okay, so the context is, this is from the Mahabharata, where the first one is from the Ramayana. This is from the Mahabharata, where Arjuna is ready to kill Yudhishthira for some reason. Yudhishthira insults Arjuna and so on. So Krishna tells this. So Tvaya Pratigya Palaniya, Te Aham Palaniya, Iti Shashti Evam Tritiya. Anyam Prayogam Pashyamaha. पञ्चाक्षरैकनिरताः शतरुद्रमन्त्रजप्यानुरक्तहृदयाः तव पूजनीयाः. ये पञ्चाक्षरैकनिरताः, ये शिवभक्ताः पञ्चाक्षरमन्त्रे तन्निरताः, पञ्चाक्षरस्तोत्रस्य अथवा मन्त्रस्य जपे निरताः. एवं शतरुद्री क्रियते किल, शतरुद्रमन्त्रजपे येषां हृदयम् अनुरक्तमस्ति ते तव पूजनीयाः. दे मस्ट् बी वर्शिप्ड् by you. So, tava pujaniyaha. Evam, pujaniya sadamartyaihi girir govardhan bhuvi. Govardhana girihi bhuvi bhuloke sarvada martyaihi pujaniyaha should be worshipped by men. Tava pujaniyaha ityatra shashti, martyaihi pujaniyaha ityatra tritiya. Lokahitam mama karaniyam. So prathama vargadapi ayam prayogaha samshayaspadam asti. So maya ityartha mama karaniyam. So lokahitam, what is good for the world, must be done by me. So aham is the karta. Tasman marala bandhanam na karaniyam tvaya iti. Okay. So tvaya na karaniyam ityatra tritiya. Okay. Evam ubhayathapi prayogaha santi. Ataha aniyar pratyaya yoge kartrapadam tritiya vibhaktau athava shashti vibhaktau bhavitum arhati. So the kartrapada can be used either in tritiya or in shashti vibhakti. So sutram eva asti paniniyam sutram. Krityanam kartari va iti sutrena va vikalpena shashti vibhaktihi uchyate. Ataha the normal vibhakti for karta is tritiya, kintu anena yoge vishishya vihitatvat shashti vibhaktihi api prayoktum shakyate. So yatha drishtam ubhayathapi prayogaha drishyante. So both kinds of prayogas are found in literature. Ataha ubhayathapi tvaya karaniyam tava karaniyam, maya gamaniyam mama gamaniyam, sarvaihi kashi darshaniya sarvesham kashi darshaniya ityevam tritiya vibhaktau api prayogaha bhavitum arhati, shashti vibhaktau api prayogaha bhavitum arhati. So the kartrupada is in either tritiya or shashti. Etadapi avagantavyam dhyatavyam kartrupadasya bhedena aniyar pratyayante shabde bhedaha na bhavati. So changing the kartrupada will not affect aniyar pratyayanta in any way. Okay. Kartrupadam yadva bhavatu, the aniyar pratyaya will change only with the karma pada and not with the kartrupada. Ataha balakena pathaha pathaniyaha, balikaya pathaha pathaniyaha, sarvaihi pathaha pathaniyaha, tava pathaha pathaniyaha, mama pathaha pathaniyaha. Kartrupadasya lingam kimva bhavatu, vibhaktihi kava bhavatu, pratyayanta shabde bhedaha na bhavati. So the aniyar will remain the same because the karma pada is the same. Okay. So no change will affect the pratyayanta itself. Kintu yatra karma padam vidyate tatra bhedaha bhavati. Balakena pathaha pathaniyaha. So balakena katha pathaniya. So balakena bhagavatam pathaniyam. So kartrupada is the same. The aniyar changes because the karma pada is changing. Okay. So it is a natural consequence of it being a the kartrupada will not affect, whereas it will change depending on the karma pada. Okay. So kartrupadam tritiyayam bhavitum arhati athava shashti vibhaktau bhavitum arhati. Okay. So atra kashchit prashnaha asti, is it incidental that asmat and yushmat had shashti and others tritiya? Not really. Prayogan pashyamaha. So tvaya ityasti. So yushmat shabda yoge tritiya api asti, shashti api asti. In this case, I mean, my examples do not have other things in this, but sarvesham pujaniyaha iti prayogah asti bahutha. So there is no difference that, I mean, there is no distinction that yushmad and asmat have shashti and others only have tritiya. Yatha tvaya iti yushmat chabda yoge tritiya shashti ubhayam drishyate. Evam asmat chabda yoge api ubhayam drishyate. Anyaihi shabdaihi yoge api ubhayam drishyate. Okay, so there is no such distinction that only asmad and yushmad have shashti or that they have shashti only. No such this is there. Okay? So sarvesham pujaniyaha ityadi prayogaha api bhavanti. Okay? So anyaha prashnaha, can the sentence lokahitam mama karaniyam be also said as say lokahitam maya karaniyam? Yeah, the sentence is correct. It doesn't fit the raga. I mean, that's the Gita masti, lokahitam mama karaniyam. So saying maya karaniyam will not fit the raga. Kintu prayogaha shuddhaha eva. Lokahitam maya karaniyam iti sadhu. Correct usage. Okay. So balakena granthaha pathaniyaha pustake pathaniye. So the kartrapada is the same, but the aniyar is changing based on the karma. So kartrupada is different, aniyar is the same. Okay? So there is no direct relation between the aniyar and the karta. That is, it does not matter what the kartrupada is, the usage will not change. Okay. So idanim kinchit abhyasam kurmaha. Vakyam rachaniyam etat sarvam kartrupadam. Ataha kartrupadasya prayogena adau tritiya vibhaktim prayujya vakyani rachaniyani. Anantaram shashti vibhaktim prayujya vakyani rachaniyani. Okay. Venkateshwaran mahodaya.
Balakrishna balakena pataniyaha.
Pataniyam. No, that's what. Pataniyaha, no. Unless we know what is the karma pada, we cannot say. Ataha pathaniyam ityeva. Balakena pathaniyam.
Balikaya pathaniyam.
Pathaniyam. Balikaya pathaniyam.
Chatraha pathaniyam.
Tritiya vibhakti. Tritiya vibhakti.
Chatraihi.
Chatraihi pathaniyam.
Mitrani. Mitraihi. Mitraihi pathaniyam.
Samyak. Mitraihi pathaniyam.
Aham. Maya. Aham. Maya pathaniyam.
Maya pathaniyam.
Pataniyam.
Sarvaihi
pataniyam.
Sarvaihi pataniyam.
Pitarau. Pitarau. Pitarau pataniyam.
Tritiya. Pitra.
Pitra. Pitra. Pitra. Pitrayam pataniyam.
Pitrubhyam pataniyam. Vivachanam. Pitra Pitrubhyam Pitrubhihi. Ataha Pitrubhyam pataniyam. Samyak. Dhanyavadaha. So evam tritiya vibhaktehe prayogaha kartum shakyate. So we can also have shashti. Saumya. Mahodaya.
Balakasya pataniyam.
Balakasya pataniyam.
Balikayaha pataniyam. Chatranam
pataniyam.
Chatranam pataniyam. Mitranam pataniyam. Asmakam pataniyam.
Mama, sorry. Ekavachanam. Aham.
Ekavachanam. Mama pataniyam. Tava pataniyam. सर्वेषां पठनीयम्. पित्रोः पठनीयम्.
सम्यक्, पित्रोः पठनीयम्. धन्यवादः. सो बालकस्य, बालिकायाः, छात्राणां, मित्राणां, मम, तव, सर्वेषां, पित्रोः. सो सर्वे इति द्विवचनं वा इति प्रश्नः न. सर्वः, सर्वौ, सर्वे, सर्वे इति बहुवचनम्. सो सर्वेषां पठनीयम्. सो समानरीत्या अन्यः अभ्यासः. राव् महोदय.
श्रूयते वा?
हा श्रूयते.
फस्ट् तृतीय
तृतीय.
ओके. पिता पितृणा करणीयं.
पित्रा.
पित्रा
करणीयं. करणीयं.
मातायाः करणीयं.
न, माता इस् सिमिलर् टु पिता. रकारान्त.
ओके ओके. मातृशब्दः. मात्रा करणीयं.
मात्रा करणीयं.
पुत्रा करणीयं.
पुत्र. अकारान्त.
ओके. पुत्रेण करणीयं.
सम्यक्, पुत्रेण करणीयं.
पुत्र्या करणीयं.
पुत्र्या करणीयं. पुत्र्या, सोरि, देयर इज अ टाइपिंग एरर हियर. पुत्र्या करणीयं.
पुत्र्या करणीयं. पितामह. पितामहेन करणीयं.
द्विवचनमस्ति.
पितामहाः करणीयं.
पितामहाभ्यां. पितामहेन पितामहाभ्यां करणीयम्.
मातामहाभ्यां करणीयम्. बान्धवाः. बान्धवानां करणीयं.
तृतीया. षष्ठी. करेक्ट्. तृतीया.
बान्धवाभ्यां करणीयं.
बहुवचनम्.
बान्धवेभ्यः करणीयं.
बान्धवैः. तृतीयायां बान्धवेन, बान्धवाभ्यां, बान्धवैः करणीयम्.
सहोदरा. सहोदरैः करणीयं.
सम्यक्, सहोदरैः करणीयम्. ऑल दीज आर वर्ड्स विच इंडिकेट रिलेशन्स. आई होप यू नो. पिता, फादर. माता, मदर. पुत्रः, सन. पुत्री, डॉटर. सो पितामहौ, दे आर ग्रैंड पेरेंट्स टुगेदर. पितामहः इज ग्रैंड फादर, दट इज फादर ऑफ द फादर. एवं पितामही इज फादर्स मदर. सो टुगेदर पितामहौ. सो सिमिलरली मातामहः इज मदर्स फादर. मातामही मदर्स मदर. टुगेदर द ग्रैंड पेरेंट्स, द मैटर्नल ग्रैंड पेरेंट्स आर कॉल्ड मातामहौ. बांधवाः relatives. Sahodaraha, siblings. So brothers and sisters. Sahodaraha is brother. Sahodara is sister. Together Sahodaraha. It could be either brothers or siblings, whichever based on. Okay. So agre shashti vibhakte hai. Shashtyaha vibhakte hai prayogaha. श्रीधर महोदय.
नमस्ते.
वदतु.
पिता. पितुः करणीयं. मातुः करणीयं. पुत्रस्य करणीयं. पुत्र्याः करणीयं. पितामहोः करणीयं.
पिता,
पितामहः,
पितामहयोः करणीयम्. रामस्य, रामयोः. पितामहस्य, पितामहयोः.
மாதாமகையோ கரணீயம், பாந்தவானாம் கரணீயம், சகோதரானாம் கரணீயம்.
சகோதரானாம் கரணீயம், சம்யக். ஏவம் அநியர் பிரத்யயோகே கர்த்ருபதஸ்ய திருதீயா விபக்தௌ அதவா ஷஷ்டி விபக்தௌ பிரயோகஹ பவதி. இதனிம் ஏகம் ஸ்லோகம் பட்டாமஹ. ஸ்லோகே அநியர் பிரத்யயஸ்ய பிரயோகஹ நாஸ்தி, கிந்து படித்வா வயம் குர்மஹ. ஜிஹ்வே கீர்த்தய கேசவம் முரரிபும் சேதோ பஜ ஸ்ரீதரம் பாணிவந்தமர்ச்சயச்சுதகோத்தம் ஷுணு கிருஷ்ணம் லோகயலோச்சனேர்ச்சாங்கிரியுமாலயம் ஜிகிரணமுகுந்தபாதுலசீம் மூர்தன்னமாதோக்ஷஜம். சதிஷ்லோக இஸ் ஃப்ரம் த முகுந்தமாலா. முகுந்தமாலா இது கிருஷ்ணஸ்ய விஷயே ஸ்லோகாஹ, குலசேகர ஆழ்வார் மகோதயேன ரசிதாஹ. தத்ர அயம் ஸ்லோகம் அஸ்தி. கிமஸ்தி சஹ ஷரீரஸ்ய பின்னானி அங்கானி உத்திஷ்ய வததி கவிஹி. ஹி சேஸ் ஜிஹ்வே ஓடங் கீர்த்தய கேசவம். சோ கீர்த்தய அர்த்தாத் நாமானி வத. சோ ரிசைட் த நேம்ஸ் ஆஃப் கேசவ. இத்தேவம் அத்ர அவகமனம். ஜிஹ்வே கேசவம் கீர்த்தய அர்த்தாத் கேசவஸ்ய கீர்த்தனம் குரு. சோ ரிசைட் த நேம்ஸ் ஆர் சிங் அபவுட் கேசவ. ஜிஹ்வே சோ ஜிஹ்வா ரசனா டங் இத்யர்த்தஹ. சோ ஹி டைரக்ட்லி அட்ரஸஸ் த டங். ஏவம் சேதஹ. சேதஹ இஸ் மைண்ட். முரரிபும் பஜ. சோ சர்வ் முரரிபு ஆல் டிஃபரண்ட் நேம்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ணா. சோ த எனிமி ஆஃப் முர. சோ ஹே சேதஹ முரரிபும் பஜ. பாணித்வந்த the pair of hands. பாணிஹி இத்யுக்தே ஹஸ்தஹ. த்வந்த்வ த்வயம் இத்யர்த்தஹ. சோ பாணித்வந்த ஓ பேர் ஆஃப் ஹேண்ட்ஸ். ஸ்ரீதரம் சமர்ச்சய வர்ஷிப் ஸ்ரீதர. சோ ஆல் திஸ் இஸ் சம்போதன டு தோஸ் பர்டிகுலர் அங்கஸ் ஆர் ஆர்கன்ஸ். சோ ஸ்ரோத்ரத்வய so two ears or the pair of ears. Achyuta kathaha shrunu, so listen to the stories of Achyuta. So lochana dvaya krishnam lokaya, so the eyes, two eyes, see, have a look at Krishna. Angri yugma, so the pair of feet. Hareh alayam gachha, go to the abode of Hari. Ghrana, ghrana nama nasika ityarthaha, nose. Mukunda pada tulasim jighra, smell the tulasi which is at the feet of Mukunda. Mukunda pada tulasim jighra. Murdhan, murdhan, murdha ityukte shiraha, the head. So o head, so addressing the head. Adhokshajam nama, so bow down to adhokshaja. So atra krishnasya namani santi. So angani santi, so different organs of the body. Okay, so kim kim karaniyam iti saha vadati. Idani கேன கிம் கரணீயம், கேன அங்கேன கிம் கரணீயம் இதி அநியர் பிரத்யயந்தஸ்ய உபயோகேன வதாமஹ. சோ ஜஸ்ட் பிராக்டிசிங் திஸ். சோ ஜிஹ்வயா கேசவஹ கீர்த்தனீயஹ. சோ கேசவ மஸ்ட் பி சங் ஆர் ரிசைட்டட் பை த டங். சோ ஜிஹ்வா இதி கர்த்ரி. சோ த டங் இஸ் த கர்த்தா, கர்த்ரி ஃபார் கீர்த்தன. சோ ஜிஹ்வாயாஹ இத்யபி வக்தும் சக்யதே. சோ ஜிஹ்வயா கேசவஹ கீர்த்தனீயஹ. சேதசா முரரிபுஹ பஜனீயஹ. சோ சேதசா பை த மைண்ட், முரரிபுஹ த எனிமி ஆஃப் முரா ஷுட் பி சர்வ்ட் பஜனீயஹ. பாணித்வந்த்வ சேஸ்தி. சோ பாணித்வந்த்வேன ஸ்ரீதரஹ samarchaniyah. Panidvandvena Shridharah samarchaniyah. Shrotradvaya. So, Shrotradvayena Achyutakathah Shravaniyah. So, the stories of Achyuta must be heard or listened to by the ears. Okay. So, does anybody want to try for the other four? Harish?
Lochanadvayena Krishna Lokaniyah.
Lochanadvayena Krishna Lokaniyah. So, Krishna must be seen by the two eyes. Okay, one more, please.
Angri Yugmena Harehe Alayam Gandam Gamaniyam.
Alayaha iti chintaya.
Alayaha Gamaniyaha.
Gamaniyaha. Angri Yugmena Harehe Alayaha Gamaniyaha. So the abode of Hari must be reached by the two feet. Thank you. Lakshmi Murali Thana.
Yes. Granena Mukunda Pada Tulasi Vidyaniyam.
Gra Dhatu Atra Astata. The Dhatu is Gra, so
Gra. Okay. Granena, is it right?
No, the anear. Granena Mukunda Pada Tulasi.
Graniyam.
Graniya. Satyam.
Graniya. Okay.
Graniya. Grana is also okay. Because that which helps us in smelling is grana. Okay.
Okay. Graniya. Okay. Murdhanena.
Murdhana.
Murdhana. Adosh. Adokshajaha namaniyaha.
Namaniyaha. Yes, yes. Adokshajaha namaniyaha.
Namaniyaha.
So, the linga based on the karma. So, Mukunda Pada Tulasi Graniya. Adokshajaha namaniyaha. Murdhna Adokshajaha namaniyaha. Okay. So, evam. It's just an exercise. The sloka does not have an ear, but the bhava can be converted to an ear. So, kashchit prashnaha cheta shabdaha strilingeva iti na chetaha yatha manaha tatha chetaha napumsakalinge chetaha chetasi chetamsi evam manaha manasi manamsi ubhayamapi napumsakalinge eva. Okay. Adhokshajaha ityasya kahartha iti prashnaha. So it's a name of Krishna. I think it means he has controlled the indriyas. Just a moment. Vyutpatihi drashtavya. I need to look at this. I think it. I remember having read it as somebody has controlled the indriyas. So I'll find out and let you know. So, idanim anyaha abhyasaha. So, we will try to use both karmapada and kartrapada. Gatavarge karmapadasya abhyasaha krataha. Asminvarge kartrapadasya upayogaha jnataha. Ubhayam upayujya prayogaha katham bhavati iti prashyamaha. So, gamaniya iti aniyat. Atra prathama avarte ye santi te karma padani bahihi rakta varnena ankitani kartra padani. Ek udaharanam pradarshami aham graha gamaniya ityasti. So maya graham gamaniyam अथवा मम गृहं गमनीयम्. सो षष्ठी विभक्तिः अस्ति. मया प्रायेण अत्र तृतीयायाः उपयोगः क्रियते. For a reason, because in this case, that is in case of Aniyar, we can use both Shashti and Tritiya. But normally when we are using the passive voice, so the Kartrapada is in Tritiya. Okay, so evam abhyasaha Tritiyayaha abhyasaha kriyate ched anyatrapi yadi kriyapadam upayujyate maya graham gamaniyam. मया गृहं गम्यं सर्वत्रापि तृतीयायाः प्रयोगः कर्तुं शक्यः. षष्ठी विभक्त्याः प्रयोगस्तु अत्रैव कर्तुं शक्यते. सो द यूसेज् आफ् षष्ठी इस् ओन्ली इन् केस् आफ् स्पेसिफिक् प्रत्ययस्, वेरस् तृतीया केन् बि यूस्ड् एव्रिवेर् वेर् यू हाव् पासिव् वाय्स्. यत्र यत्र कर्मणि प्रयोगः अथवा भावे प्रयोगः तत्र सर्वत्र कर्तृपदं तृतीया विभक्तौ एव भवति. अतः मया सामान्यतः अधिकतया तृतीयायाः प्रयोगः क्रियते. अनियर् प्रत्ययः अस्ति चेत् उभयं कर्तुं शक्यते. इदानीं तु तृतीयायाः प्रयोगं कुर्मः. सो मया गृहं गमनीयम्. सो एवम् अन्यानि वाक्यानि रचनीयानि. मोहन् महोदय
नमस्ते.
हा
श्रूयते वा? जनन्या देवालयं गमनीयम्.
जनन्या देवालयः
देवालयः गमनीयः.
जनन्या देवालयः गमनीयः.
छात्रेण शाला गमनीया.
छात्राः बहुवचनम्.
छात्रैः शाला. गमनीया
सम्यक्. छात्रैः शाला गमनीया सम्यक्. धन्यवादाः. नेक्स्ट् मैथिली महोदय. अग्रजेन ग्रामः गमनीयः. नेक्स्ट् वन्. महाराजेन नगरी गमनीया. ओके, धन्यवादाः. पद्मनाभन् महोदय. भगिन्या आपणः गमनीयः.
जनैः विपणः गमनीयः. विपणिः गमनीया.
जनैः विपणिः गमनीया. यदि पुल्लिङ्गे प्रयोगः अस्ति इति उक्तं गतवर्गे, अस्ति चेत् विपणिः गमनीयः. मया द्रष्टव्यमिति चिन्तितं, न दृष्टम्. उभयथापि स्त्रीलिङ्गे चेत् विपणिः गमनीया, पुंसि चेत् विपणिः गमनीयः. सारि, द लास्ट् वन्.
बालकैः क्रीडाङ्गणं गमनीयम्.
बालकैः क्रीडाङ्गणं गमनीयम्. सम्यक्, धन्यवादाः. सो मया गृहं गमनीयम्. जनन्या देवालयः गमनीयः. छात्रैः शाला गमनीया. अग्रजेन ग्रामः गमनीयः. महाराजेन नगरी गमनीया. भगिन्या आपणः गमनीयः. जनैः विपणिः गमनीया. बालकैः क्रीडाङ्गणं गमनीयम्. एवं प्रयोगाः. सो अग्रे एतत् मूलः अंशः पुनः स्मरामः. सो धातोः कृत् प्रत्ययस्य योजनेन कृदन्तं भवति. कृदन्तं प्रातिपदिकम्. सो तस्मात् सुप् प्रत्ययस्य योजनेन सुबन्ताः. सुबन्तरूपम् अथवा नामपदम् सिध्यति. सो अत्र कृदन्तम् अस्ति अस्माकम् अनियर् प्रत्ययान्तम् प्रातिपदिकम्. सो ह्रस्व अकारान्तम् यथा ल्युट् तथा अनियर् अपि. सो गमनीय पठनीय इत्यादि रूपेण ह्रस्व अकारान्तम् प्रातिपदिकम्. सो पठनीय लेखनीय इत्यादि भवति. सो सर्वेषु लिङ्गेषु वचनेषु विभक्तिषु रूपाणि भवन्ति. कथं भवन्ति इति पश्यामः. अकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः गमनीय शब्दः रामशब्दवत् भवति. ओके. सो एतानि रूपाणि. सो वेरि वेरि सिमिलर् टु ऐ मीन् फुल्लि सिमिलर् टु रामशब्द. सो ईजि. गमनीयः गमनीयौ गमनीयाः गमनीयं गमनीयौ गमनीयान् गमनीयेन गमनीयाभ्यां गमनीयैः गमनीयाय गमनीयाभ्यां गमनीयेभ्यः गमनीयात् गमनीयाभ्यां गमनीयेभ्यः गमनीयस्य गमनीययोः गमनीयानां गमनीये गमनीययोः गमनीयेषु इत्येवं रूपाणि भवन्ति. नपुंसकलिङ्गे अपि अकारान्तः नपुंसकलिङ्गः गमनीयशब्दः फलशब्दवत् रूपाणि भवन्ति. सो इफ् यु लुक् एट् द फार्म्स् केवलं प्रथमाविभक्तौ द्वितीयाविभक्तौ भेदः. अन्यानि सर्वाणि रूपाणि पुल्लिङ्गवत्. ओके. अदर् फार्म्स् आर् आल् सिमिलर् टु पुल्लिङ्ग. ओन्लि इन् द फस्ट् टु विभक्तीस् वी हाव् द चेञ्ज्. गमनीयं गमनीये गमनीयानि पुनः गमनीयं गमनीये गमनीयानि इति भवति. स्त्रीलिङ्गे आकारान्तं भवति. आकारान्तः स्त्रीलिङ्गः. सो देयर् इस् अ टैपिङ्ग् एरर् हियर्. सो आकारान्तः स्त्रीलिङ्गः गमनीया शब्दः रमा शब्दवत् भवति. सो वि हाव् लैक् रमा रमे रमाः गमनीया गमनीये गमनीयाः अन्यानि रूपाणि भवन्ति. सो इन् नपुंसकलिङ्ग अण्ड् पुल्लिङ्ग इट् इस् ह्रस्वकारान्त. सो स्त्रीलिङ्गे आकारान्त शब्दः अ वेरि रेग्युलर् वर्ड्. प्रयोगः कथं भवति अन्यासु विभक्तिषु इति द्रष्टव्यम्. सामान्यप्रयोगः प्रथमाविभक्तौ एव भवति. सो द मोस्ट् कामन् प्रयोग आफ् अनियर् इस् इन् प्रथमाविभक्ति. किन्तु अन्यासां विभक्तीनां प्रयोगः अपि भवति. सर्वत्र कर्मपदस्य विशेषणत्वेन प्रयोगः भवति. यथा उदाहरणानि पश्यामः. तण्डुलः पचनीयः. तण्डुलः इस् रैस्. रैस् मस्ट् बि कुक्ड्. पचनीयं तण्डुलम् आनय. सो ब्रिङ्ग् द रैस् दट् मस्ट् बि कुक्ड्. सो तण्डुलः पचनीयः. पचनीयं तण्डुलम् आनय. सो तण्डुलम् आनय. सो यु आर् द कर्मपद ईस् इन् द्वितीय. वेन् ऐ से कर्म, इट् इस् द कर्म फार् पाक. सो द आब्जेक्ट् दट् मस्ट् बि कुक्ड्. सो ब्रिङ्ग् इट् इत्यर्थे पचनीयं तण्डुलम् आनय. सो चोराः दण्डनीयाः. द थीव्स् मस्ट् बि पनिश्ड् आर् फैन्ड्. सो दण्डनीयैः चोरैः सह आगच्छ. सो कम् वित् द थीव्स् हू मस्ट् बि पनिश्ड्. सो दण्डनीयैः चोरैः सह आगच्छ. विप्राः माननीयाः. ओके. सो देर् आर् सम् टैपिङ्ग् एरर्स्. ऐ एम् सारी अबौट् इट्. सो विप्राः माननीयाः. सो द ब्राह्मिन्स् मस्ट् बि रेस्पेक्टेड्. माननीयेभ्यः विप्रेभ्यः देहि. सो गिव् इट् टु द ब्राह्मिन्स् हू आर् रेस्पेक्टेबल्. सो माननीयेभ्यः विप्रेभ्यः देहि. सो तत्र चतुर्थी विभक्तेः प्रयोगः. गृहं कमनीयम्. ओके. सो कमु कान्तौ इति. सो कमनीयम् इत्यस्य ब्यूटिफुल् दट् विच् इस् वेरि डिसैरबल् इत्यर्थः. गृहं कमनीयम्. सो कमनीयात् गृहात् आगच्छति. सो कम्स् फ्रम् द हौस् विच् इस् कमनीय ब्यूटिफुल् और् डिसैरबल्. वार्ता स्मरणीया. सो द न्यूस् मस्ट् बि रिमेम्बर्ड्. सो So smaraniyaha vartayaha shravanam. So listening to a memorable news. So smaraniyaha vartayaha shravanam iti shashti vibhakti. So krishnaha ashrayaniyaha. Krishna must be taken refuge in. So we resort to Krishna. So ashrayaniye krishne bhaktihi bhavet. So let there be devotion in Krishna who is ashrayaniya. Ityevam sarvasu vibhaktishu prayogaha kartum shakyaha based on the context. And everywhere lingam vachanam vibhaktihi sarvatrapi aniyar pratyayanta shabdaha karmapadasya visheshanam. Yallingam yadvachanam yacha vibhaktihi visheshyasya tallingam tadvachanam sata vibhaktihi visheshanasyapi. So the linga, the vachana and the vibhakti of the karmapada. So the aniyar will have the same linga, same vachana, same vibhakti. Okay. Ataha anyasu vibhaktishu api prayogaha kartum shakyate. Samanya prayogastu prathama vibhaktau eva bhavati. Ata eva aniyar api prathama vibhaktau bhavati. Karma padam tatra prathama vibhaktyantam bhavati. So ekam abhyasam kurmaha. Riktam sthanam puraneyam. So aniyar pratyayantasya samuchita rupena. So you should use the right form of aniyar to fill the blank. So prashnaha, so aniyar is acting as an adjective. Yes, aniyar is an adjective to the karma pada. Always. Sarvatra tathaiva bhavat. Ramapriya?
Ambani. Kathaniyam vrittantam shikram vatha.
Kathaniyam vrittantam. So the vrittanta, the incident which must be narrated. So tell it quickly. Ityarthaha. So kathaniyam vrittantam shikram vada. So dvitiya vibhaktihi. Vrittantam vada. Kathaniyam vrittantam vada. Kathaniyaha vrittantaha. Kathaniyam vrittantam shikram vada.
Patrani anaya.
Patrani.
Shalaniyani patrani anaya.
Shalaniyani patrani anaya. So bring the vessels which must be washed, which need to be washed. Shobha Mahode.
Namaste.
Nindaniyaya manushyaya danam makuru.
Nindaniyaya manushyaya. So to a condemnable person, don't do dana, don't give charity to a person who is condemnable. Nindaniyaya manushyaya danam makuru.
Krayaniyam vastunam suchim dehi.
Krayaniyanam vastunam. So give the list of things which must be bought. So krayaniya vastu, krayaniyam vastu, krayaniyanam vastunam suchim dehi. So give the list of things which must be bought. Sheshapriya, Mahoday.
Drishtyam nagaryam vasati.
Aniyar.
Darshaniyanam nagaryam vasati.
Punaha, darshaniya.
Darshaniyayaha nagaryam vasati.
Saptami. Saptami was correct. I didn't hear the last syllable. దర్శనీయా యాం లైక్ రమాయాం
దర్శన ఓకే దర్శనీయాయాం నగర్యాం వసతి
సమ్యక్ దర్శనీయాయాం నగరీ దర్శనీయా వర్త్సి సో దర్శనీయాయాం నగర్యాం వసతి
గర్హణీయై జనై సఖ్యం మాస్తు
సమ్యక్ గర్హణీయై జనై సఖ్యం మాస్తు సో లెట్ దేర్ నాట్ బి ఫ్రెండ్షిప్ విత్ కండెమ్నబుల్ పీపుల్ సో గర్హణీయ అండ్ నిందనీయ ఇస్ ద సేమ్ సో ఈవిల్ పీపుల్ ఇత్యర్థః ఆర్ గర్హణీయై జనై సఖ్యం మాస్తు సో ఏవం భిన్నాసు విభక్తిషు అనియర్ ప్రత్యయాంతస్య ప్రయోగః కర్తుం శక్యః ఓకే సో విత్ దిస్ వి హావ్ సీన్ ఆల్ ద ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ ఆఫ్ యూసేజ్ ఆఫ్ అనియర్ సో అనియర్ ప్రత్యయాంతస్య ప్రయోగే ఏ ఏ అంశాః అవశ్యం జ్ఞాతవ్యాః తే జ్ఞాతాః సో ఇదానీం కాంశ్చన విశేషాన్ అంశాన్ పశ్యామః సో సమ్ మోర్ డీటెయిల్ అబౌట్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ అనియర్ సో ఏతద్ వదామి అనంతరం అంతే ప్రశ్నానాం ఉత్తరం దాస్యామి సంతి కేతన ప్రశ్నాః ఏ మధ్యే న ఏషాం ఉత్తరం న దత్తం సో అంతే పశ్యామః ఆదౌ అనియర్ ప్రత్యయస్య సామాన్యాః అర్థాః ఆదౌ ఉక్తం విధిః ఇతి సో విధి ఇస్ సంథింగ్ దట్ మస్ట్ బి డన్ ఇట్స్ అన్ ఆర్డర్ బట్ దెర్ ఆర్ సటిల్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ దెర్ ఆర్ సెవరల్ డిఫరెంట్ కేసెస్ ఇన్ విచ్ అనియర్ కెన్ బి యూస్డ్ నాట్ జస్ట్ అన్ ఆర్డర్ యథా విధిః అస్త్యేవ మమ ఆజ్ఞా పాలనీయ కశ్చిద్ రాజా వదతి మై ఆర్డర్ మస్ట్ బి ఫాలోడ్ సో తత్ర విధిః పాలనీయ ఇత్యత్ర మస్ట్ బి ఫాలోడ్ ఇతి విధిః అస్తి కింతు సర్వత్ర విధిః న వి డు నాట్ ఆల్వేస్ ఆర్డర్ సే ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ అస్మద్ గృహే భవతా భోజనీయం సో యు మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ ఫుడ్ ఇన్ ఆర్ హౌస్ దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ అన్ ఆర్డర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అన్ ఇన్వైట్ okay so you are inviting somebody to take food or take meals in our house asmad grihe bhavata bhojaniyam so what we call is kamacharaha kamacharaha ityukte saha nirakartum api shaknoti athava angikartum so the person who is invited so he can either accept or reject so it is not an order when it is an order there is no question of rejecting it it must be క్యారీడ్ అవుట్ యథా రాజా సేవకం వదతి తేన కరణీయమేవ సహ విధిః కింతు కామచారః సో వెన్ వి టాక్ టు ఈక్వల్స్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో నెసెసిటీ దట్ దే మస్ట్ ఫాలో దే ఈదర్ సే యెస్ ఆర్ దే సే నో సో దట్స్ అ సటిల్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ టోన్ సో ఇట్ కుడ్ బి అన్ ఆర్డర్ టు అన్ ఇన్వైట్ టు అ రిక్వెస్ట్ సో అస్మద్ గృహే భవతా భోజనీయం ప్రాప్తకాలః ఇత్యపి అర్థః అస్తి యథా గురుణా భోజనీయం ఉచ్యతే సో ద టీచర్ మస్ట్ ఈట్ నౌ సో స్టూడెంట్ కమ్స్ అండ్ టెల్స్ హిమ్ దట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ టైమ్ టు ఈట్ ఓకే గురుణా భోజనీయం ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ అన్ ఆర్డర్ ఫార్ ద గురు టు ఈట్ నార్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ యునో ఐ మీన్ అన్ ఇన్వైట్ సో దట్ హీ కెన్ అక్సెప్ట్ ఆర్ రిజెక్ట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ జస్ట్ కన్వేయింగ్ ద ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ దట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ టైమ్ టు ఈట్ భోజనీయం ఇత్యతే భోజనస్య కాలః ప్రాప్తః So it is just informing him that it is time to take food. So this is called Praptakala. Okay, the Sutra of Panini mentions these three. Praishati Sarga Praptakaleshu. So the direct order or an invite where there is freedom to accept or reject or just informing that it is time to eat. Okay. So two other very important senses in which aniyar is used. One is that is arhata or yogyata. So something that is fit to be done. It does not mean that that must be done, but that deserves to be done. Yatha, Imani Vastrani Rajna Dharaniyani means these clothes are fit to be worn by the kings. So very good quality clothes ityarthe. Rajna Dharaniyani. So it is not an order or a request to the king. It means they are fit to be worn by the king. Okay. So arhaarthe athava yogyaarthe bahudha aniyar pratyayasya prayogaha kriyate. So when we say nindaniyaha purushaha, it does not mean the purusha must be condemned. It usually means that he is fit, he deserves to be condemned. Okay. So tasmin arthe bahudha prayogaha kriyate. So mananiyaha vidvan. So he is a vidvan, a scholar who deserves to be respected, who is worthy of being respected. So arhaarthe aniyar pratyayaha bahudha upayujyate. We don't appreciate the subtle differences many times, but it is not an order. When I say mananiyaha vidvan, so it is not an order that vidvan must be respected. It means he deserves to be respected. He is fit to be respected. Evameva shakyarthe api aniyar pratyayasya prayogaha kriyate. So pariharaniyam idam papam prayaschittena. So this sin can be overcome through prayaschitta. So can be pariharaniyam. Okay, ityatra it is possible to overcome that sin through prayaschitta. So possibility vahaniyaha syutaha. So this syuta can be, it is possible to carry it. Okay. So anirvachaniyam brahma. So it is not possible to describe what is brahma. So anirvachaniyam, so it does not mean it should not be told. It means it cannot be described. Anirvachaniyam, anirvachaniyaha anandaha. So ananda, happiness, which cannot be described. So it is not possible to describe it. Okay. So in such cases you can appreciate it is not vidhi, it is not order, it is not deserves. The ananda deserves to be described, but it cannot be described. So anirvachaniyaha anandaha, anirvachaniyam brahma. So in all these cases we say the possibility. So all these subtle differences can be conveyed by aniyar. That is, you can use it to convey any of these moods. Okay, yadyapi vidyarthakaha ityuchyate tathapi etesham sarvesham bhavanam bodhanartham aniyar pratyayantasya upayogaha kartum shakyate. So all of these can be conveyed through aniyar. So it is, could be an order or a request or an invite. Similarly, the possibility of something or the deserving nature of something. So etat sarvam api aniyar pratyayena. So the aniyar pratyaya generally, that is aniyar on all dhatus, can always convey any of these moods. Ete sarvepe arthaha aniyar pratyayena bodhayitum shakyaha. Okay. So the subtle differences, when you read literature, it becomes obvious. Okay. So it which particular case it refers to. So anyaha api amshaha asti kadachit vishishteshu artheshu aniyar pratyayaha upayujyate. Asmabhihi lyut pratyayasya visheyapi drishtam. Samanyataha kriyam bodhayati. Kintu karanarthe lyut bhavati. Yatha lochanam. Lokyate anena. So that instrument for seeing is called lochana, the eye. So asanam. Asyate asmin. The adhikarana for sitting is called asana. So lyut pratyaya can convey meanings other than its usual meaning. So these are all the usual meanings of aniyar. Okay, so always aniyar on all things can convey all these meanings, but there are also some cases where kechana vishishtaha arthaha bhavanti sarvatra na bhavanti. Sarvesham dhatunam aniyar pratyayantena etadrishaha arthaha na bhavanti prayogam anusritya bhavanti based on usage. Yatha snaniyam churanam iti upayujyate. So churanam is a powder, snaniyam. So what does it mean? The snaniyam is an intransitive verb, akarmaka. So what is churana? Churnam snanakriyayam karanam. So churnena snati. So it is a powder which you use for, you know, like soap. Say phenakena snati. So snaniyam means a phenakam. So it is an instrument which you use for taking bath. Okay, like a soap or some powder which we used to use during bathing. Okay. So atra karanarthe aniyar pratyayah asti. So this will not apply to all dhatus. So it is just a very specific prayoga. Snadhatoho aniyar pratyayah karanarthe upayujyate. So when we say snaniyam churnam or snaniyam refers to phenakam. So it could refer to any instrument with which you take bath. Similarly, daniyaha vipraha. Vipraya dadati. So vipra is the sampradana. So vipraha dana kriyayam sampradanam. Ataha daniyaha ityukte. It is not the object that which is given, but the person to whom we are giving it. So here we say sampradane aniyar. So aniyar is conveying the sense of sampradana, the person to whom it is given. Okay. So narendrasya shayaniyam ityasti. So atra shayaniyam ityasya manchaha ityarthaha. So that in which he sleeps. So yatha asyate asmin iti asanam evam shayate asmin iti shayaniyam. So that adhikarana for sleeping is called shayaniya. Okay. So not the karma. Remember, in the normal cases, aniya represents karma. Kintu kadachit karane sampradane adhikarane api aniyar pratyayasya prayogaha bhavati vishishtaha prayogaha. This is not in general, not for all dhatus. Purvam ye arthaha drishtaha vidhihi arhata shakyata ityadi tattu sarvesham dhatunam visheye bhavati ete arthaha vishishtaha. So only specific dhatus which have been used in such cases. These we can know only by studying literature. So, kavyana madhyayane yatra prayogaha bhavati tatra jnatavyam. Okay. So, it's just indication that it can be used in other cases. Kintu samanyaha arthaha tu sarvatra bhavanti. Okay. So, anyaha ekaha amshaha. So, atra kevalam ullekaha kriyate maya. Krit pratyayaha santi. Yathamaya uktam krit iti pratyayaha. So krit is a name which is given to a set of pratyayas. Okay. So there are about 140 pratyayas which are called krit. Eteshu pratyayeshu sapta pratyayaha santi ye kritya pratyayaha iti uchyante. Okay. So seven of the krit pratyayas are called by Panini as Kritya. Okay. So Krit is different, Kritya is different. So Kritya is a name which is given to seven specific Krit Pratyayas. Okay. Saptanam Pratyayanam Kritya Pratyayaha iti uchyate. So Aniyar Pratyayaha Teshu Anyatamaha. So Aniyar is one of these Kritya Pratyayas. Okay. Sapta Santi. You don't have to remember these. I am just telling this. I said these visheshamshas are all extra knowledge. So if you are interested, if you are able to understand it, it is fine. Otherwise, as you learn more, you will be able to understand it. So you don't have to worry about understanding these completely or remembering these fully. So what we did about using aniyar, so the kartrapada, the karmapada, different vibhaktis. So those are enough for this level. So itopi ye kinchir adhikam yatum ichyanti tesham krate kinchir uchyate. Ataha yadi atra klesha anubhoyate tarhi chinta mastu. Don't worry if you do not understand this completely. So it just means there are seven pratyayas which are called kritya pratyayas. So tavyat tavya, aniyar, yat, niyat, kyap and kelimar. Okay. Ete sapta pratyayaha, kritya pratyayaha, iti uchyante. So there is a reason why Panini clubs these into one group. Okay. All these pratyayas have certain similar characteristics, specifically the meaning. ஓகே வினோதத்தவ்ய சே கர்த்தவ்யம் கரணியம் காரியம் சோ த யத் அண்ட் யத் ஆல் தீஸ் த்ரீ ஆர் யூஸ்ட் இன் ஆல் த மீனிங்ஸ் ஓகே வாட் வி சா த விதி த அர்ஹதா யோகியதா எட்ஸெட்ரா சோ தீஸ் ஃபார்ம் ஒன் குரூப் ஆஃப் பிரத்யஸ் So, Aniyar belongs to that group. So, whatever Panini tells for Kritya Pratyayas, so will also apply for Aniyar. So, idan in kim kim iti detailed mastu, kintu Kritya Pratyayaha jnatavyaha. So, they are to be known. So, there are 7 of these. Of these, in this course, we will be dealing Tavyat or Tavya, Aniyar, Yat and Nyat. So, Chatvaraha Asmabhihi Adhiyante. So, Kyap and Kelimar are relatively rare pratyayas, which we will not go into detail. Into these are very important pratyayas. Okay? So, Aniyar Pratyayaha, Kritya Pratyayeshu, Anyatamaha, Ityetavattu, Jnatavyam. So, Ante, Aniyar Sambaddhani, Paniniya Sutrani. So, there are several Panini Sutras. The Sutra which gives Aniyar, Aniyar Pratyayasya, விதாயகம் சூத்திரம் அஸ்தி தவ்யத் தவ்ய அநீயர் சோ தவ்யத் தவ்யா அண்ட் அநீயர் த்ரய பிரத்யயாஹ அனேன சூத்திரேன விதீயந்தே சோ தேர் இஸ் ஒன்லி ஒன் சூத்ர விச் கிவ்ஸ் அநீயர் பிரத்யய விச் இஸ் தவ்யத் தவ்ய அநீயர் சோ அன்யானி சூத்ராணி அர்த்த சம்பத்தானி சோ கிருத்யல்யுடோ பஹுலம் சோ கிருத்ய பிரத்யய இஃப் யூ லுக் அட் திஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் சூத்ரஸ் மென்ஷன் கிருத்யாஹ ஓகே So, Praishati Sarga Prapta Kaleshu Krityascha. So, Ling Cha Cha Ityanena Tatra Krityaha Iti Anuvartate. Arhe Kritya Trichascha. So, Krityascha Shaki Ling Cha. So, all these sutras concern the meanings of Aniyar, which we saw earlier. Right? So, Bahulam means it is used in other meanings like Karana or Sampradana, etc., So, Praisha Atisarga Praptakala. Praisha is Vidhi, order. Atisarga is an invite, Kamachara Praptakala. Okay. So, Arhe, Arhati, so deserving. Iti. Shaki, Shakyate, Ityarthe. So, all these sutras relate to the meanings of Aniyar. As you can see, they are not specific to Aniyar. They are specific to the Kritya Pratyayas. So, all Kritya Pratyayas are used in a range of meanings. So, whether we use Karaniyam or Kartavyam or Karyam, so all of them can be used to convey all these different meanings. So, Anena Aniyar Pratyayasya Vishaye Pathaha Samaptaha. So, Smaraniyanam Amshanam Sankshepaha. So, a quick summary of points which are Smaraniya. So, Smaraniya, which should be remembered. Could be interpreted as an order or which are worth remembering which arha smartum arha those points which are worth remembering about Aniyar smartum shakyaha which are also possible so any meaning can be used here so smaraniyaha amshaha so Aniyar pratyayah prayoge aniya iti shruyate So, vidhyadishu artheshu. Purva maya uktam vidhyarthakaha pratyayaha iti. Kintu nakevalam vidhihi. Anye api arthaha. Vidhihi, kamacharaha, arhata, shakyata ityevam. Bahavaha arthaha anena pratyayena uchyante. Dhatau repaha shakaraha rukarova asti chet. Natvasya sambhavaha asti. Karaniyam, bhakshaniyam ityadi. Rupa Siddhihi Lyuta Tulya. So, derivation of forms similar to Lyut. We have revised it enough number of times, I hope. So, Lingatraye Rupani Bhavanti Aniyar Pratyayantasya. So, Akarantam Pullingam, Akarantam Strilingam, Akarantam Napumsakalingancha. So, Karma Padasya Lingam Anusritya Prayogaha Kriyate. Samanya Prayoge அனியர் பிரத்யாந்தம் பிரதமா விபக்தௌ பவதி கர்மபதம் அபி பிரதமா விபக்தௌ பவதி கர்த்ருபதம் த்ருதீயா விபக்தௌ அதவா ஷஷ்டி விபக்தௌ பவதி சோ யதா பட்டனீயஹ பாடஹ பட்டனீயஹ மயா பாடஹ பட்டனீயஹ अथवा मम पाठः पठनीयः इत्येवं प्रयोगः सामान्यतः भवति. कर्मपदस्य विशेषणत्वेन अन्यासु विभक्तिषु अपि प्रयोगः भवति. सो यू केन् आल्सो यूज अनियर् इन् अदर् विभक्तीस् एज़् एन् अब्जेक्टिव् टु कर्मपद. ओके, इत्येवम् अनियर् प्रत्ययस्य विषयाः समाप्ताः. सो ऐ कीप् गेटिङ्ग् क्वेरीस्. सो फार् डौन्लोडिङ्ग् आल् कोर्स् मेटीरियल्स् प्लीज़् लागिन् एट् www.sanskritfromhome.in. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, so Vyoma Samskata Pathashala. So if you subscribe to our channel, you will get a notification whenever we upload a new video or there is updates. Okay, so you can also, there is also the link there to subscribe to our Facebook channel. So there also you will get the updates on the course materials whenever we upload it. So our products, so the Vyoma Labs has several Sanskrit learning products. At different levels, we have Sandhi, Samasa, Basic Sanskrit and so on. So you can buy our products at digitalsanskritguru.com. Also, support our cause. We are a non-profit company. We are trying for, you know, taking Samskrita to everybody through technology. So if you can support our efforts, help us in sustaining these efforts, please visit our vyomalabs.in. and help us. Okay. So any questions, email, send an email to sanskritfromhome@vyomalabs.in. Okay. So, dhanyavadaha. Let's now take a look at the questions. Okay. So, there are questions which I left in between. If you have questions now, you can also ask. So, please raise your hands if you have questions. So meanwhile, I'll just read out the questions which I received earlier and answer them. So Kritya ityasya kaha arthaha iti prashnaha. Arthaha nasti does not mean anything there. So it is just a name. Just like Krit iti is a name. So Kritya is a name. Okay. So one more. In Tavyat, does it mean mandatory? No. So, the question is, I mean, say kartavyam, does it mean something that must mandatorily be done? Not necessarily. It also has the same range of meanings as aniyar. So, it can also mean something that deserves to be done, that is possible to be done, that whose time has come to be done or should be done. So, all meanings which are general meanings of aniyar are also possible for tavya. Okay, so we will take up tavya sometime. So tada jani maha. So there is no bheda. Tavya tavya aniyar kaha bheda ha. There is no bheda as in except the forms. There is no difference in meaning to tavya and aniyar anywhere. Okay. So yeshu yeshu artheshu aniyar upayujyate, teshu artheshu tavya api upayujyate samanyataha. So if it is a special meaning, for example, snaniyam churnam. So there you cannot use snatavyam. Okay. So the special cases will differ, but in normal cases the difference is only in the form, okay, not with the meaning. So the difference between tavyat and tavya itself, there is no difference actually. I mean, except the swara. So it is meant only for the Veda. In the Vedas there is a distinction between tavyat and tavya. So the swara will change, but for us normally it is just one tavya. Okay, there is no change in form, no change in meaning. Okay. So yes, titswaritam ityanena tavyat. So yatra takaraha anubandhaha, tatra titswaritam ityanena swarita swaraha bhavati, otherwise udatta. So that is the only difference between tavyat and tavya. Okay. So that again we will see when we take up tavya. Otherwise tavya and aniya are same in all meanings. Okay. So which pratyaya is to be used for requesting with respect? So there also you can use aniyat. Okay, so it is also used even though it doesn't mention the prarthana. Say Bhagavan bhavata vayam anugrahaniyaha. So we should be blessed. So tatrapi asya pratyayasya prayogaha bhavitum arhati. Okay. So there was one question. How to understand whether apanam or apanaha? Is there any easy way? Unfortunately, for linga, there is no other way other than prayoga. Okay? You have to use it. So, prayogena iva jnayate. Anyatha linga jnane, there are no specific lines saying, okay, this is this linga. Okay. Okay. So, other questions. Okay, so there was one question. Is there any lakara equivalent for aniyar? Okay, so like yut, we say, okay, the lat lakara, we use it. I mean, it can be used with any lakara. So, lakara equivalent for aniyar, so we will have to use it in vidhiling. Okay, so the lakara which is closest to aniyar pratyaya is the vidhiling lakara. Okay, so if you need the exact meaning of aniyar, we have to use it in karmani. So, the karmani prayoga of vidhiling lakara is almost exactly equivalent to aniyar. Okay. So, ling and aniyar are similar, especially the meanings. They are mostly similar, but ling can convey additional meanings also. But the general equivalent is vidhiling. Okay. Or even lot. The karmani prayoga of lot lakara can also be used. Okay. Prashnaha shiraha iti sakarantaha napumsakalingahava am shiraha shirasi shiramsi iti murdhan not murdhani. Murdhan is nakaranta pullinga. Murdha murdhanau murdhanah. Okay. Okay, so Maithili, Malay, you have a question?
When we use Shashti Vibhakti in Aniyar, is it independent of whether the dhatu is akarmaka or sakarmaka? In either case, there is
no difference. No difference. You can use Shashti with all dhatus.
And another thing, in the vibhaktis for Yut and Aniyar, there are 7 vibhaktis. There is no Sambodhana Prathama for these forms.
Theoretically, you can have the forms. Practical usage, I mean, you have to think of a context where you can address a Kriya or...
Okay.
If it is, I mean, definitely, I mean, if the karma, you can probably use it. Depending on it, as I clarified during it, I just gave it because of the main 7 vibhaktis. So, if there is a context where Sambodhana can be used, the form can definitely be used.
Okay, and that will follow the Rama Shabda, same kind of
Sambodhana. Okay, sorry?
It will follow the same as the Rama Shabda.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
Okay. And the third one is, in the Kritya, you had shown 7 types. In that, Tavya and Tavya, you're counting as 2.
Yeah, they are separate pratyayas. I just put them together because, I mean, as I said, there is a difference in the Veda, but in the Laukika context, there is no difference.
Okay. Okay. Thank
you. Sheshapriya?
You said Shashti Vibhakti also can be used instead of Tritiya Vibhakti. But is there any case where only Shashti can be used and not Tritiya?
No, there is no such thing. It is your wish. You can either use Shashti or Tritiya. There is no...
But in all the 5 contexts which you had in Tritiya.
Yeah. Yes.
Except for the unique forms.
Even for the unique forms. The unique forms, they do not have the you cannot relate Shashti in that way because they are not referring to the karma. Yes. So for all normal usage, you can use both Tritiya and Shashti.
Okay.
ओके
राधिका यू टू अनम्यूट योरसेल्फ
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. In that example, the palaniya te. That palaniya, does it indicate that the karta is a female?
No.
Aham palaniya.
It is not the karta, it is the object. The object is female. I should be protected by you. You is the karta there. So you should protect me.
Yeah, okay. So whoever is speaking, that I is a female.
Yes.
That indicates.
Yeah.
Palaniya
karma
itself indicates
the object.
Karma.
Aham, because palaniya asmi, so it is aham, and aham is female.
Okay. Dhanyavaad.
Yeah. Okay. And there are a few more questions. What is the difference between pariksham karoti and parikshanam karoti? No difference. It's a pariksha is another kridanta, so a different kridanta. So it is used in the same sense. Okay. So we will see those kridantas later. It is a pratyaya called a. So the meaning is the same. The pratyaya is different. Okay. So what is the pratiparika for tapaha? So tapas, it is akarantam, tapaha tapasi tapamsi. Nandakumar Mahodaya, kaha prashnaha na samyagna avagata. You can unmute yourself then.
Generally being said, I am not very familiar with Prani Ashtadhyayi. You are saying this linga is by prayoga only we can understand. And there is no rule about so and so is in pullinga or strilinga. Is it true?
I didn't say there is any rule. As in, see, grammar does not decide the linga for all words. There are certain words for which grammar does have the rule. Say, for example, yut is napumsaka, he says napumsake, and ktin is stri, but they are very limited rules on linga. So there are texts like Linganushasana which are concerned with lingas, which do give the lingas for words, but they are also not comprehensive. The Mahabhashya says lingam ashishyam, lokashrayatvat lingasya. So linga cannot be ordered, or it cannot be defined that this is the linga for these words. So it is impossible to make a rule for linga, lokashrayatvat lingasya, because it is purely dependent on prayoga. So we know lingas mainly through prayoga or through kosha. That does not mean we can use them in whichever linga we want. It means that whatever linga it has been used has to be known through other means, such as either direct prayoga, vyavahara, or through kosha. Okay. So for us, the major means of knowing linga is kosha rather than vyakarana. So there are no rules as vyakarana sutras for linga, only for linga. So vyakarana does give linga for some words. Compared to the number of words, it is a small number.
So that was a related question. I can't therefore say vriksha to
mean
tree only and start using strilinga.
No, you cannot. You cannot change. That is what the prayoga, the established usage. It is not what we want to use. It's not the free hand. He says you have to go it by the how it is used. Okay. So if you ask me why vriksha is pullinga, I might not have an answer. I don't know for vriksha, but for many of the things. But it is pullinga. The fact is that it is a pullinga. So why is there a rule to say that it has to be pullinga? There might not be an answer. So for some you can generalize, for some you cannot. It is just that way. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Did I leave any? मया पुस्तकं मम पठनीयम् इत्यत्र कथं समन्वयः एतादृश प्रयोगः ऐ मीन् इफ् इट् इस् देर् मया मम पुस्तकं पठनीयम् ऐ शुड् रीड् मै बुक् इत्यर्थे प्रयोगः भवितुम् अर्हति वेर् द वन् मम इस् रिलेटेड् टु द पुस्तक सो रादर् देन् सम्बडि एल्सस् बुक् ऐ हेव् टु रीड् मै बुक् इत्यर्थे मया मम पुस्तकं पठनीयम् इति प्रयोगः भवितुम् अर्हति generally you either say maya pustakam pataniyam or mama pustakam pataniyam okay so the for saying the book should be read by me okay I think that's it so the last course is there other questions okay so Maithili
yeah I'm sorry I have this meaning question the actual meaning of arhati is it possible, is it deserving or is there, are there more than
deserving, arhati means deserving or worthy of something
okay.
Shakya means
and, Shakya is capable
yeah yes so yeah. That's,
The other one is garha, the word garha does it in the Anir usage does it become garha or does it remain
garhati it is garhati or garhaha means ninda no I there is no garhati no
oh thank you
yeah radhika you have muted yourself so if you have a question please unmute yourself
For a respected person, for example, we say Asmat Grihe Guruna Bhojaniyam Bhavata. For example, Guruna Bhojaniyam. So, now there are various ways in which that Bhojaniyam can be interpreted. So, here the person, will he understand that it's it out? Because even for Vidhi, we are using the same.
So, the, see, for that is what also. Is the context. So, whenever you say somebody, I mean, Karaniyam, so are you ordering or are you requesting or are you giving an invite? So, it depends purely on the relation between you and the person who hears it. So, if you are telling your servant, it is obviously an order. So, if you are telling your son, he might or might not, I mean, it will depend on the relation. The tone, yes, the body language and everything. Okay, I mean, just by the way you are telling, I mean, that is why people get offended sometimes when people, I mean, you might think you are requesting, but if the other person interprets it as an order, he might be offended. So, it is what we call a non-literal meaning. So, the word can convey, has the capacity to convey all of these. So, what exactly is conveyed depends on many other things which are not the language itself.
For respect, you can say, Asmat Grihe Guru Na Bhojaniyam.
You can say that. I mean, when you say, if it is Guru, Bhavata Bhojaniyam, I mean, if you are talking to the teacher, if the relationship is fine, he will understand it as a request. It doesn't need any difference.
Or do we have to say Kripaya and all that in addition?
Can say, I mean, it is depends, like we say, please, but not required. The near distance can convey.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, what does Sabhajayati mean? What is the anear for that? It was in the exercise. Sabhajayati is, honors or respects. So, it's a separate dhatu. Sabhaj. Which is in the list, the Kradanta list we had. So, it is in that list. It means to honor or respect. So, the last question for the day. There are a few more quickly. Sundaraman Mohore, you have to unmute yourself.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I have unmuted. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Tell me.
I am a new entrant, so my testing is going on. I will be able to participate from next time. Is it audible to you?
Yes, it is.
Can you That is nice. Yeah, the examples given are too good, and the shlokas recited, whatever that is quoted, also too good. If you can give the meaning also little slowly, that will be very good. They are too good. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Venkateshwaran Mahode.
Madam, I don't understand this usage of Guruna. Which Vibhakti and what is exactly meant by Guruna?
Guruna is Tritiya. It means by the Guru. So that is, she is saying that the Guru must take food in our house. I cannot put that exactly into English because it is passive. So, Guruhu asmakam grahe bhojanam kuryat ityarthaha. So, it is an invite to the Guru to eat or take food in the house. It is Tritiya.
Guru? Tritiya is masculine.
Yes, yes. Guruna. Tritiya masculine.
Okay.
So, the last question of the day, so which is similar. So, pustakam mama pathaniyam ityatra kena pathaniyam iti sandehaha bhavitum arhativa. So, does the mama relate to pustakam or does it relate to pathaniyam? So, if you are saying mama pustakam pathaniyam, my book must be read. So, yes, there could be a question by whom. Okay. But if it is related to pathaniyam, that the book must be read by me. So, idam pustakam mama pathaniyam, then the thing will not arise. So, again, that will also depend on the context and what you are speaking about. Okay. It could be both ways. I mean, just looking at the words, it could be both ways. So, this one. Okay. So, we will stop here and we will continue in the next class. गुरुरेव जतिर गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो थैंक यू